When I was a Jesuit novice many years ago, I was sent to teach religion at one of our Jesuit high schools in Omaha, Nebraska. The superior of our Jesuit community was a blind priest named Father Larry. Now, I have to tell you, I often thought Larry could see. When I arrived in Omaha, he said, "Let's go down to the university, and while we drive, let me give you a tour of Omaha." And all the while, I thought to myself, how is this guy ever going to give me a tour? He can't see. And so we drove. And as we started driving down the street, he would start pointing out landmarks. And he pointed off in that direction. He said, "Over there, that's Mutual of Omaha." And then as we approached downtown, he pointed out across the buildings. And he said, "Over there is the Missouri River." And as we drove, I suddenly took a right turn, and Larry said, "You took the wrong turn. You were supposed to turn left." "A wrong turn? I thought you couldn't see." Well, blind since childhood, a friend accidentally nudged him, and Larry fell off a railing and hit his head on the sidewalk. Years later, he reflected, "The greatest story is what God has done. Considering that I lost my sight, I gained a lot more." In this tragic turn of a freak accident, Larry did lose his sight, and yet through the twists and turns of his life, he would enter the Society of Jesus and eventually become a remarkable spiritual director. Larry had more than met the eye. What looked like a deficit, unwarranted blindness, was not. And instead, God, the face of mercy, met him at a crossroad and offered him an innate ability to see with the heart the contours and niches of a person's life. He was sent as an instrument of God's grace to help others find greater faith in their lives. To see with the heart is the grace God gives to Samuel, as he first suggests Eliab for the future king of Israel. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. So it goes. Jesse parades his six other strapping sons. Perhaps in our day there would be daughters too, across the red carpet towards Samuel, who closely inspects each one of them for height, strength, and celebrity status. And as each of one of them struts by, Samuel dismisses them one by one. "No, not that one. Nope, that's not him. No, sorry, Jesse, not him either. Do you have another son that's around?" he asks. And Jesse responds, "Well, there is one more, although I doubt he'll be of any interest to you. I forget about him most days. He's out there in the fields tending sheep." Now, for those of you who are like me, who were often overlooked in gym class because we were either seen as less coordinated, or we ran too slow, or we couldn't even throw a ball straight, we can feel for David, who is seemingly forgotten and not even considered by his father as a fitting choice. And yet God, the face of mercy, sees something more. A shepherd boy, the youngest, of so little stature, the least experienced, and God chooses him. God chooses David and sends him as an instrument of grace to lead the people of Israel to greater faith. Similarly, the blind man at a crossroad, so many locals ignored him, chose not to see him or even throw a few coins at him. Yet Jesus, the face of God's mercy, walks by, stops, and does take notice. He sees more than what meets the eye. He sees with the heart. And in that brief moment, the blind man went from being an outcast to someone of celebrity status. Jesus knelt on the ground, made clay with saliva, and then took his hands and smeared them into the eyes of the blind man and said to him, "Go to the pool of Siloam." And from there, he was sent as an instrument of God's grace, allowing the works of God to be made visible through him so that he might lead others to greater faith. He grows in self-confidence, and at the end of the story, we see a man of great faith having declared Jesus as the Lord. In all of these circumstances, at a crossroad, the Lord stops and takes notice. The face of God's mercy sees something more, sees what really is, and unlocks possibility. Grace given, and their lives were forever changed. Well, this evening, Jesus stops at another crossroad, 43rd and Powell, at St. Ignatius Parish. Imagine now Jesus, the face of God's mercy, stopping in front of you, in front of each one of us, taking notice, gazing into your eyes. It can take courage to allow our eyes to meet his. But I invite you tonight to do it, to look into his eyes, Jesus's eyes, the face of God's mercy, and then to take your heart and hold it out to him. O God, be merciful to me. And then to ask for healing. What is it tonight that you would ask for Jesus to heal you of? Allowing Jesus to touch you, to touch each one of us, and then listen to his words as he sends you out, sends each one of us out to become an instrument of God's grace.